Here at Blue Apron, we know exactly how hectic school nights can be. That's why we created Assemble and Bake. Delicious one-pan meals that make family dinner simple. Just assemble the pre-chopped ingredients and put the pan in the oven to bake. Then you're free to help out with that last-minute diorama. Shop Assemble and Bake at blueapron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
97.1 FM Talk.
On demand audio.
Kim on a whim.
There's a tax proposal out of California that many of us have possibly overlooked, just thinking, well, you know, we expect that in California. What's new? How will that really impact me? It won't. So why should I care? Well, I want to tell you that you should be paying attention. You should care because this could have widespread implications and affect far more people than just the billionaires in California. We're talking taxpayers, the average taxpayer right here in Missouri and Illinois. I want you to listen to David Friedberg talking about this billionaire tax proposal in California.
Forget about how much wealth you have. Forget about how rich you are. Forget about the term billionaire, millionaire, whatever it is. We're creating or proposing the creation of a new tax system that allows the government for the first time ever to come in and audit everything you own, all the jewelry your grandma gave you,
what?
All the value of all your couches in your house, the value of your car, the value of all your stocks and bonds. And the government can now in and for the first time look through the veil into your personal property and say, here's how much all this stuff is worth. I'm charging you a percentage of that. That's what I need to get paid.
Here's what he's talking about. So if this were passed in California, it would institute a one-time 5% tax on the wealth of the state's billionaires. So it would not tax their income. It would be applied to their assets, right? So collectibles, your real estate, your businesses, your stocks and bonds. So clearly, in order to determine how much that would be, that 5% of your wealth, your assets, they would have to do some sort of a tally of that, right? They'd have to look at how many assets you have. And that's the concern. And David's making the point that when you talk about, oh, a 5% tax on the billionaires, a lot of people can get behind that because people have this mindset, especially in California, shame on the rich people. Shame on you for being a billionaire. You shouldn't be that rich. You need to give all your money away. So it makes it a lot easier for people to get behind it and to vote for it. But this is the point that David makes that I think is very important to make. He says the goal here is not just to tax the billionaires, but to eventually tax all Americans for this to become popular on a national level. Obviously not under Donald Trump, but that many states would adopt this because he said if the sole goal were to just tax the billionaires and to generate a lot of revenue from their income, their assets, he says, why not just tax capital gains? Why not increase the capital gains tax from 20% to 30%? Why not, if there's a particular asset that they haven't paid capital gains on, tax them on that? When you also look at the net worth of the billionaires in the country, it sits at about $8 trillion. Now compare that with the net worth of the middle class. That's closer to $170 trillion. So there's far more they could get from the middle class than the billionaires. Yes. So this is not what it's made out to be. And that's why it should raise red flags for all of us listening, even here in Missouri and Illinois.
Yeah, this has long been an effort of the left in this country. I mean, quite frankly, the Fourth Amendment should prevent them from illegal search and seizure from being able to do anything silly like that. But they've long wanted to access it like that. You have to understand the Mamdani effect, the warm embrace of collectivism. This is what they believe. They believe that it's not fair that you've been more successful than them, or that your grandparents were more successful and you inherited some of their success. That's not fair. Hogwash. You want to talk about another Boston Tea Party? Start trying to dig into people's lives and figure out how much the gold watches that you inherited from a parent or a grandparent, and they're going to try to tax you on that. I mean, the personal property tax in Missouri is enough of an affront. But that's not on things you inherited. That's for the most part, unless it's a car, you'd have to register it, and then they would try to tax you on the value of it. But it's the same concept. So it's already, in a way, some of this is already going on in America. Whatever state has personal property tax, they're taxing you potentially on something that you inherited, right? They've long wanted to understand that Barack Obama was the first one to bring this up when he wanted to tax unrealized gains. There's still a movement in this country among the progressive left that they think you, in your stocks and bonds and any investments you might have that have appreciated over the past 15 or 20 or 25 years, you don't get taxed on that until you sell it. Well, they're mad that you haven't sold it yet, and they want access to those tax dollars, and they want to force you to sell it, or they want to get a look at your records, figure out what that appreciation is, and go ahead and tax you right now, because as I've told you, I mentioned this so many times that I almost get tired of doing it.
It's never too early to learn that the government is a greedy piglet that suckles on a taxpayer's teat until they
You know how everything's a subscription now? Music, movies, even socks. I swear if
To continue this ad, please upgrade to Premium Plus Platinum.
What? No, anyway, Blue Apron.
This is a pay-per-listen ad. Please confirm your billing.
Oh, that's annoying. At least with the new Blue Apron, there's no subscription needed. Get delicious meals delivered without the weekly plan.
Wait, no subscription?
Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Have sore chapped nipples.
Amen.
Well, that's
all this is. Government is always hungry for more of your money. And as we talked about yesterday, you should elect your politicians not on how they're going to spend your money, but on how they're going to save your money. In these big progressive blue cities, they elect people on how they're going to tax and spend more money to give it to people that didn't earn it.
This hasn't even passed in California, but it's already having consequences. Google co-founder Larry Page has already announced he's moving several business entities and potentially his home. He's getting out of California, looking to go to Delaware. He's also listed addresses in Florida, Texas. That's what's going to happen. A lot of these wealthier people in California and New York City under the leadership of socialist Zohran Mamdani will say, this isn't worth it. You're going to make it incredibly difficult for me and my business, which generates income for the state, to stay here. I'm getting out. And that's why year after year, we see such a huge population increase in Florida. It's not just the lack of taxes in Florida or, say, a state like Tennessee that drives people to those particular states. They're better run.
Sure, they have they're red states.
They've figured things out that make people want to go there. And that's the problem with so many different cities run by the Democrats, including here in St. Louis. Yes, crime is obviously going to be a deterrent for businesses. They don't want to put their employees at risk. Just the look of the idea of it. There's other reasons why businesses might want not want to rather start up in St. Louis, but then you have that stupid earnings tax, the 1%, and 1% might not seem like that much, but it adds up. Why are we giving that in addition to all the other taxes that we're paying? Even if you live like we do, you in South County, Ethan, more or less, just outside of the county. Mark, you and I live in St. Charles County. Well, the fact that we work here in St. Louis City, even though we had no say over that, aside from, I guess, taking the job, we still have to contribute to that 1% earnings tax. So it makes businesses say, why would I do that? Why not just go a little bit over the line into St. Louis County and not have to pay that?
What?
But the numbskulls in these Democrat-run cities can't get their brain around that. And then they sit there and they wallow. And oh, I don't know why businesses are leaving and there's a mass exodus. Wake up. This is what's going on. Figure things out. It's not rocket science.
Amen. That's what the city-county merger was all about and remains all about for those who liked better together. It's only together because they can reach out and grab your wallet if you chose to leave
We're
the city.
We're worse together. We'd stay separate.
Thank you. But here's what you need to remember. And I've used this quote before, and it's usually attributed to Ben Franklin. And it speaks directly to California and all of these big blue states and all of these big blue cities where the progressives have entrenched themselves in power and they've run off all the people with any common sense who move to outlying counties where they can have a little bit of control over their taxation. When the people find that they can vote themselves money, that will herald the end of the republic. Benjamin Franklin said that when this country was being founded. If they can gather enough power within a political organization or entity like a city or a state where they can vote themselves a raise by voting for certain politicians who will take money from other people and grift it to them, it's over. California is a lost cause. Chicago is a controls the state of Illinois. And for all of my conservative friends in Southern Illinois, I feel bad for you, but it's a lost cause. I don't know how you ever overcome the 10 million crazies that live in Chicago. How do you overcome that? New York City, how do you overcome that? Where they vote in a guy who can look at the complete results of socialism in a place like Venezuela and still come out and tell you that he's going to put in rent controls and give you free buses.
By the way, can we point out he's increased the fares already right out of the gate?
I know.
Instead of free buses, free bus fares like he said he was going to do, you now are paying more. So things are going really well already.
Their job is to, as an elected Democrat politician, is to figure out how to find money to give to their constituents, who in turn will turn around and reelect them as long as that grift is happening. And we're perilously close to a tipping point in this country. Thank God there's still enough red states, not that many red big cities anymore because they've already tipped. But there are enough red states and red state governors who aren't going to allow nonsense like that. But when your biggest states are doing it, when you lose California and you lose New York, and those are your the engines of the economy in a lot of cases, New York City, Wall Street, all that, people are going to start leaving. You vote with your feet.
And people wonder why the Electoral College is important. Well, this is why, because if you were to not have the Electoral College, you would have the buffoons in California having a lot more say than the people in these very small states.
There's a new poll out this morning. I was going to get to it a little later, and I will. But U-Haul has put out their growth index.
Oh, I saw that.
Did you see that?
Mm-hmm.
And we can talk about it a little bit later. It's showing the states where people have rented U-Hauls to travel one way, which means they're moving to that state. And all of your big no-tax states like Florida and Tennessee and all those are at the top of the list.
Shocker.
And California they're on the other end of that scale where people are renting the U-Hauls to drive them one way to get the hell away from this nonsense. But how much longer can that last? I mean, honestly, at some point they'll pull us down with them. They're gonna pull us down like the Titanic if we don't stop some of this nonsense, for sure. All right, quick break still ahead. We'll give away some Rascal Flatts tickets. We're going to talk to our buddy Griff Jenkins. We've got the Secretary of State, Denny Hoskins, on. Congressman Mike Bost, big show for you. We'll be back in a minute.
Get more at 971talk.com.